Cumulative DEX volume just crossed $12.5 trillion for the first time. Cumulative trading volume across decentralized exchanges has crossed $12.5 trillion for the first time, according to data shared by Cointelegraph on March 29th. The milestone combines spot and perpetual futures volume processed through on-chain trading venues since their inception, and it arrives during a period when DEX market share against centralized exchanges has roughly doubled. Perp DEXs did most of the heavy lifting. The bulk of this volume comes from perpetual futures DEXs. By the end of 2025, cumulative perp DEX volume alone had reached $12.09 trillion, nearly tripling from $4.1 trillion at the start of that year. Of that $12.09 trillion lifetime total, $7.9 trillion, or 65%, was generated in 2025 alone. The growth was backloaded. The first half of 2025 produced roughly $2.1 trillion in perp DEX volume. The second half produced $5.74 trillion, nearly triple the first half, after monthly volumes first breached $1 trillion in October and stayed above that level through Q4. With Q1 2026 adding several more months of $700 billion-plus monthly perp volume on top of spot DEX trading, the combined figure crossing $12.5 trillion in late March lines up with the trajectory. The field has widened beyond one dominant platform. Hyperliquid dominated early 2025, processing between $175 billion and $248 billion monthly. But the second half brought real competition. Aster surged to $259 billion in monthly volume during October and November. Lighter grew from below $50 billion to consistently exceeding $100 billion by Q3. On the spot side, the top two DEXs traded places. PancakeSwap and Uniswap each recorded roughly $550 billion in cumulative spot volume during the August 2025 to January 2026 period, according to CoinGecko data. Both surpassed the spot volumes of several major centralized exchanges, including BitJet, OKX, Coinbase, and Upbit over that same window. The shift from a single-leader market to a multi-venue ecosystem matters because it suggests structural demand for on-chain trading rather than temporary hype around one protocol's incentive program. DEX to CX ratios. Keep climbing. The most telling metric is not the absolute volume, but the ratio against centralized exchanges. DEX spot market share doubled from 6.9% in January 2024 to 13.6% by January 2026. DEX perpetual market share expanded from 2.0% to 10.2% over the same period, a fivefold increase. Meanwhile, centralized exchange spot volume declined nearly 28% during Q2 2025, while DEX spot volume rose 25%. The divergence has narrowed since then, but the directional trend has not reversed. For context, centralized exchanges still processed close to $80 trillion in combined spot and perpetual volume during 2025 alone. DEXs are not replacing CEXs, but they are capturing an increasing share of marginal new volume, particularly in derivatives. What is pulling volume on-chain? Three factors explain why DEX volume keeps growing even during sideways or declining markets. As of March 29th, BTC sits at 66,573, down 0.35% in 24 hours. ETH at $2,003, down 0.73%. And the Fear and Greed Index reads 24, squarely in fear territory. DEX volume growth is not correlated to bullish sentiment alone. First, perp DEX fee structures undercut centralized competitors. Maker fees on Hyperliquid are negative, rebates. And taker fees typically sit at 2 to 3.5 basis points versus 5 to 10 basis points on major CEXs. Delphi Digital has argued that perp DEX will increasingly eat traditional finance derivatives volume because the cost advantage is structural, not promotional. Second, self-custody matters more after FTX. Traders who keep funds in their own wallets and trade through on-chain venues avoid counterparty risk entirely. The growth in DEX perp volume accelerated in the months following the FTX collapse and has not reverted. Third, airdrop and points programs drove initial adoption, but retention has been stickier than expected. Platforms like Hyperliquid and Aster maintained volume even after reducing or eliminating token incentives. Lighter's growth came largely without major airdrop campaigns. What $12.5 trillion means in practice. The $12.5 trillion cumulative figure is a backward-looking milestone. It tells you where DEX have been, not where they are going. But the trajectory is instructive. It took from 2018 to late 2024 to reach the first $4 trillion. It took 2025 alone to add another $8 trillion. If Q1 2026 perp volumes hold at roughly $700 and $800 billion per month, below the $1 trillion-plus monthly peaks of Q4 2025, DEXs will add another $2-3 trillion by mid-year. The practical implication for crypto card users is indirect but real. As more trading activity moves on-chain, the ecosystems that crypto spending cards draw from become deeper and more liquid. Wallets that connect to DEX aggregators like MetaMask or 1inch benefit from tighter spreads and more trading pairs as DEX liquidity grows.